I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Northwest and Washburn in the men's game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost to Washburn 73-55. As we look at the lineups for the Bearcats, same lineup they've gone with throughout the season. And one of the guards last, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, averaging 13 points, along with 3 rebounds a contest. Weston Williams, the other guard, a 6-foot senior. Out of St. Joseph Lafayette, he's coming off a 20-point performance against Nebraska Kearney on Thursday evening. There was one stretch where he scored 8 unanswered points, knocked down a couple of threes, then had a breakaway layup, which gave Northwest the lead toward the end of regulation. Bearcats would go into overtime and pull out that win against Nebraska Kearney, 73-69. At a wing spot, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. He's averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a contest. First in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage. He had 15 points in the win over Nebraska Kearney. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska. He had 4 block shots against the Lopers on Thursday night. He's averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl inside, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. 10th in the MIAA in scoring. And second in the conference in field goal shooting percentage, averaging 16 points and nearly 6 rebounds. A contest, he was also in double figures Thursday against UNK with 11 points. For Washburn, they'll be starting at one of the 4 spots, Jeff Reed, a 6'6 junior out of Topeka, Kansas, a transfer from St. Louis University. He's second on the team with 28 now, offensive rebounds. One of the strong rebounders. For this Ichabod team, averaging nearly 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Corey Fisher also starting in the guard spot, a 6'2 junior of East Orange, New Jersey, and a transfer from Passaic County Community College, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. He had a season-high 9 field goal attempts against UCM and that loss to Central Missouri. Kyle Wiggins at a guard, a 6'2 junior of Leavenworth, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds a game, and he's been in double figures in points scored in the last 10 games for the Ichabods. At a forward is Alex North, a 6'6 junior out of Topeka, Kansas, averaging 14 points and 9 rebounds per contest. He's also had no fewer than 6 rebounds in each of the last 12 games. And also at a forward position, Leon Flowers, a 6'5 senior out of Wichita, Kansas, and a transfer from Colorado State at Pueblo, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also expect to see a lot out of Stephon Drain, a 6'8 junior at Raleigh, North Carolina. He started a lot of their games, but most recently coming off the bench and performing well in that six-man position, averaging at 9 points and at 3 rebounds a game. Washburn, coached by Bob Chipman, in his 35th season with 751 wins and 306 losses. He coached the team while an NAI member in 1986-87, winning the national championship. And for Northwest, coached by Ben McCullum in his 5th year as head coach of the Bearcats. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, where you're just moments away from the start of the second game of Air Double Header along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest coming in 9-5. They're 4-1 in the MIAA. Washburn at 11-2 and 4-2 in conference play. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Good crowd filing into Lee Arena here in Topeka on the Washburn University campus. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're a few moments away from the national anthem, and then the starting lineup being introduced in front of the fans here at Lee Arena. And Matt, sometimes at Washburn University, you have a kind of an older group that comes out and attends their games, but it seems like it's been a very solid type of group that comes out from year to year that supports this Ichabod team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're really, I don't know if I've seen a small crowd here. I mean, you know, it's not jam-packed by any means, no, but there's always a good group. They're loud, they're very energetic, very knowledgeable about their team and basketball, and they sure do have fun with as many wins as I'm sure they see here in the arena.
And of course, students not quite back on campus due to the Christmas break yet. One of the nice things about the matchup on Monday night for Northwest against Northeastern State will be the first time the students will be back for the 2014 portion of their schedule. Right now, we're getting ready for the national anthem performed by the Washburn University Pep Band. Pep Band with the national anthem, one of the better pep bands that we see along our travels through the MIAA.
Oh, absolutely. They are very solid, and not just in their playing, but in their participation in the game. I mean, they're cheering, they're loud, they're funny. So they're all around here more than just to play music. They're here to cheer for their Ichabods as well.
Man, one of the things, again, touched upon before the anthem, one of the aspects of that Northeastern State game that was postponed last month due to the excellent weather, especially down around Tahlequah, Oklahoma, it gives Bearcat students a chance to come out because they'll be back on campus arriving this weekend, first day of classes for the spring trimester on Monday, so an opportunity for the students along with the community fans to come out and watch the Bearcats on Monday night.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, obviously Northeastern State had to kind of request that be postponed because they couldn't travel, but I think there's a lot more benefits for Northwest out of that postponement than there is for Northeastern, because Northwest would have played, had just one day between their game against Central Oklahoma and then that matchup with Northeastern. Well, Northeastern didn't play last Saturday, so they would have had fresh legs going into that game. Northeastern is in action today at home against Missouri Western, so it'll be equal ground in those terms. Like you said, able to get the students back on campus, so we should see a bigger and more energetic crowd for Northwest Missouri State in that game. And I don't know, I just think there are a lot of advantages that they couldn't play it last week for Northwest. Now we'll see if they'll be able to take advantage of that on Monday.
Women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. As always, we'll have the broadcast of both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And that's on Monday evening at Bearcat Arena. Here, Matt, an interesting matchup in this men's game. Two of the top teams in the MIAA. Northwest at 4-1 in the conference coming into this. The Ichabods at 4-2. Ichabods, though, with only two losses overall. They're 11-2 on the season. Northwest at 9-5. Matt, the Northwest will be facing a very good rebounding team out of the Ichabods, especially on the offensive boards.
That easily will be the key to the game here today, is how these teams rebound. Is that's one thing that's made Washburn good this year, especially on the offensive end. One thing you'll notice them do quite a bit is get to the opposite side that the shot is taking from. They'll get three guys oftentimes to the opposite side, because most of the time your misses are going to end up on the opposite side. So they're going to be there trying to crash the boards offensively that way and get some second chance points. So Bearcats are going to have to block out. They're going to have to be aggressive. They're going to have to be strong and really out-rebound Washburn in this one tonight.
One thing you know you'll see out of a Coach Bob Chipman team with Washburn, a team that will give them a lot of effort.
Absolutely. You know, he's very energetic, and his team follows that. You know, I think when you see a coach, just like Coach McCollum, I don't know that Coach McCollum is quite as animated as Coach Chipman, but they're energetic, and that carries over into the players. If the players feel like their coach is giving that type of effort to help them get the win, then the players are going to give that type of effort on the floor as well.
We're about ready for the tip-off. Lineups have been introduced into the fans, in front of the fans here at Lee Arena. Officials for tonight's game, Tom Savela, along with Chris Hill and Steve Hyman. Bearcats coming out to midcourt in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. And for Washburn, in their home white uniforms with the dark blue numerals and trim. And we're about ready to go on a big matchup in the MIAA tonight between Northwest and Washburn. The jump center for Northwest, Dylan Starzl, the 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. And he will jump it up against Jeff Reed, a 6'6 junior out of Topeka, Kansas, playing for his hometown team, although he transferred back to Washburn from St. Louis University. Tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest. Cats will go from our left to our right in this first half. Cooper into the front court, right side. Kirker now to Cooper out between the circles. Dribbles right side. Finds Williams at the top of the key, now at the top of the circle. Looks right side for Cooper, now cross court left, Williams. Left side is Kirker. Kirker dribbles to the top of the circle. Out between the circles now with it is Cooper. Shot clock's down to 13. First possession of the game. Schlake out front, goes right side. Kirker. Kirker dribbles to the free throw line. Left side for Williams. Williams trying to go into the lane with it. It's knocked away from behind by Wiggins and picked up by Washburn. Across the timeline, left side goes Corey Fisher. No score. This game just underway. Wiggins out between the circles, guarded by Williams. His Northwest in man-to-man defense gets past Williams, goes into lane, misses the shot as he collides with Cooper. Ball is stripped out of Slake's hands, picked up on the right side, and the layup by Corey Fisher is good. A 2-0 lead for the Ichabods over the Bearcats. Cooper pushes across the timeline to the right side. Out front, Schlake looks left side, finds Williams in front of the Ichabod bench. Now to Kirker, top of the key. Right side for Cooper, down the lane he goes, underneath the bucket. Goes left side for Kirker near the sideline. Williams, now left side for Cooper, gets a pick by Slake, cross-court right side Kirker, right on the wing for Williams, looking at man-to-man out of Ichabod, pulls up, free throw line to Slake, Slake with the dribble down the lane, gets it back left side Kirker, four on the shot clock, Kirker, a little runner on the left side with the left hand, will go, Slake comes down with the rebound, tries to put it back up, it is blocked by Flowers, goes out of bounds, but it belongs to Northwest.
Good strong offensive rebound there by Schlake. It was not easy by any means. There were a lot of hands around that basketball.
Schlake coming off a game on Thursday night against Nebraska Kearney where he had four block shots against UNK. On the left side is Cooper. Cooper to the top of the key at the circle. Now looks left side. And finds Williams. Between the circles now for Cooper. Cooper left side. Kicks it back left for Williams. Williams back right side for Kirker. High post right Starzl. Now to Kirker on the right wing. Sets in front of the arc, takes the jumper, got it. Drains the jumper from 17 feet out. And Connor Kirker ties this game up at 2 a couple minutes in. On the left side, Alex North dribbles out top between the circles. Now finds Wiggins, lobs it, tipped away by Williams, picked up left side though by North. Now on the left wing, Flowers takes the jumper, a three-pointer is good. Leon Flowers knocks down his 13th three of the season and gives the Ichabods a three-point lead. Schlake out front, left side for Crooker, low left Starzl. Starzl over double team, goes Kresko right side, throws it away. Williams, the closest one to it, is cutting toward the bucket, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to Washburn.
Starzl was looking for Schlake, who was cutting down the lane, and he threw it a little bit high so that Schlake could go up and get it, keeping it away from the defense, but Schlake pulled his hands down, thinking it was going to go out to Williams, and sailed out of bounds.
5-2, Washburn in front, into the right corner. Reed takes the jumper over Kirker, knocks it down. That's a two-pointer, had a toe on the line. Jeff Reed makes it a 7-2 lead for Washburn over Northwest. Cooper across the timeline, right side. Out front, Schlake looks left wing, Williams. Out front for Crooker. Right side pass for Cooper. Cooper now at the top, goes left side, finds Crooker. Back to Cooper, right side. Penetrates through the lane, pulls up at the free throw line. Now left side, Williams. Williams finds Schlake low left side. Up with the shot, off the glass, won't go. Schlake with the rebound. The put back off the glass is good. St. Kyle Schlake, the last couple of games, be much more aggressive, both offensively and defensively. It's a 7-4 game, Northwest down. Now the other way, a layup is missed by Flowers. Rebound Schlake, outlet left side, Cooper. Pushes it to the top of the key, through the lane, right side, Williams. Now front Schlake, looks left side, Cooper on the wing, low left Starzl, out of a double team. Finds Schlake cutting through the lane, tries to go up with a shot, will get called for a travel, trying to fight with Flowers for the ball. And the turnover gives it to the Ichabod.
I think the official anticipated the travel there because he did not pick up his pivot foot. That was a nice recovery there by Schlake.
He goes to the sideline, and Grant Kozad into the game for Northwest. Wiggins across the timeline, met by Williams. Dribbles left side to the wing. Out of a double team on that ball trap, brings it out front with North. North down the lane, kicks it into the right corner. Flowers out front right. Reed takes a long jumper, a three-pointer good. Jeff Reed at 6'6 is very good out on the perimeter as well as inside, and it's a 10-4 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 16-10 left in the first half. Williams on the left, finds Crooker top the key. Right side, Cooper. Pass pass low right, Starzl. Have the double team in the blocks right side. Kicks it out front left. Williams, quick touch pass left side, Cooper. Now low left for Kozad. Up with a shot out of a double team and a foul. Washburn double teaming the post players, and this time this will get Grant Kozad to the free throw line.
Yeah, teams are going to do different things to try to figure out how to stop Northwest inside. The Bearcats with as strong an inside game as you're going to find in the MIAA. So we're going to see teams do a lot of different things to try to neutralize that.
Alex North with the foul, his first, against Grant Kozad to the free throw line to shoot two. First one good.
And for the Bearcats, number 20, Tyler Fulton.
Grant ninth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 85%. One of several players Thursday night that struggled at the line, but again, Northwest normally a very good free throw shooting team. Kozad's second free throw is good. That's a four-point game, Northwest down 10-6, 15:54 left in the first half. Wiggins on the left side, driving on Tyler Funk, who checked in during that stoppage of play. Off the right side is Flowers. He takes a three, misses, rebound, tipped by Starzl, tips it to Cooper. Northwest on the fast break, Cooper across the timeline, goes right side, Crooker, out front for Starzl, left side, Cooper. Into left corner, Funk, bounce pass high left for Kozad. Kozad pivots, in lane, spins left, loses the handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to the Ichabod. Nice quick spin move to the left side by Kozad, just a little bit out of control, and couldn't hold on to the basketball. Cast down by four. 15.5 minutes left in the first half. Wiggins, cross court right side. They find North, now out to the top of the key, Flowers. Left side is Wiggins, guarded by Funk. Between the legs with the dribble out front. Back pedals between the circles, dribbles right side. Now back left is North. He takes the three. It's too hard off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. The elbow on the left side. Reed pulls it down. Right side, Wiggins. Wiggins free throw line through the lane. Baseline left goes up with a left-handed runner and is fouled. We go to the free throw line. Shot bounds off, but a foul coming up on Northwest.
The foul called on the Bearcats, number 20.
And this goes on Funk. That's his first. First team foul on the Bearcats. And sends Kyle Wiggins to the free throw line. 6'2 junior from nearby Leavenworth, Kansas. 76% shooter on the year at the line. Left-handed shooter, and the first one, nothing but net. 11-6, the Ichabod's in front of Northwest. Back to the line, Wiggins. Dribbles three times, spins the ball, free throw on the leg, and it rims in. 12-6 game. Washburn in front of Northwest. The Cabots have led the entire way. Cooper out to the top of the key, dribbles right side. Out front, finds Funk, back right side, Cooper. Dribbles right. Now goes cross court left side. Finds Funk through the lane. Runner odds on the way. Misses 2 yards off the left. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by Flowers for the Ichabods. On the break, left side Wiggins. Now right to air, left into the right corner. Reed, a three on the way. Takes a bounce off the rim. Starzl clears the rebound for Northwest. Outlet Funk and the Cats push it left to right. Across the timeline, right side, pulling up Funk. Now top of the key, Starzl, left side Cooper. Cooper with the dribble toward the left corner. Gets a pick by Cozad. Cross court right side. Funk low in the lane. Right side. Starzl open shot. Rims around and out. Hung on the rim but finally rolled out. North with the rebound for the Ichabods. Allen on the right sideline. Wiggins pulls up the long three. Air ball out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest. Lost that one from about 25 out and it was off to the left. Bearcats will have the ball following a timeout. 14:04 left in the first half. Washburn 12. Northwest 6. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 14:04 left in the first half, Northwest 12 and Washburn 6. Matt, this game, a little bit like the women's game earlier in Northwest, a little bit cold from the field to start this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've even seen a couple of inside shots. Now, they haven't been easy looks inside. They have been contested, but they're shots we see Northwest hit very often.
Going into this game, the concern about the rebounding of Washburn, especially on the offensive board. You look at the totals right now, Northwest out-rebounding Washburn 8-3. Zach Schneider into the game for Northwest. Also in on the floor right now for the Cats, Williams, Schneider, Starzl, and Funk. Left side is Williams. Out to the top of the key, Cooper looks into the left corner. Funk a three, just barely grazes the rim. Rebound and ricochets out near the elbow and is finally controlled in the lane by Alex North for the Ichabods. Gives it to Chris Deans, who's in. He's a sophomore out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now to Fisher on the left wing. To the left wing is Chris Davis. Out between the circles, North hands off to Fisher. Fisher spins on Williams down the lane. And coming over on the help side was Cooper. Knocks the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. Cooper trying to point that the ball should go to the Bearcats, but the official is giving it to the Ichabods. Deans, a 5'11 sophomore out of Memphis, Tennessee, transfers to the Ichabods from Jacksonville State. Will inbound left side into the corner for Davis. Drives on Funk, lost the handle on it, but it rolls into the right corner. Picked up by Fisher, drives. Now lobs it into the left corner, gets it to Davis. Davis thought about taking the three, guarded by Schneider. Shot clock's at two. Out front left side, a drive through the line, stripped out of the hands of Deans as the shot clock sounds. So shot clock violation, and Northwest Missouri State will get the ball. 12-6, Northwest trails. They've never led in this one. Cooper across the timeline. Dribbles left side, around the Washburn bench. Right side is Williams. Now top of the key, Funk. Looks left side for Cooper. Picked up defensively by Deans. Out between the circles. Looks left side. Schneider sets up. Wants the long three. Got it. Nothing but net. Zach Schneider knocks down the three. His 19th of the season. And the freshman makes it a 12-9 game. Northwest Missouri State down with 12:47 left in the first half. Out front is Davis. He'll take a long three at the top of the key. Misses, and the rebound inside. Cooper skies high. There are four Bearcats around that to pull down the rebound. Cooper to the top of the key. Out front, Schneider sets up inside the arc, takes a jumper. Gregory raises the rim, and it's picked up on the baseline off the right side by Fisher. Here comes Ichabod's on the break. Right side for Deans. Into the right corner. Open as North takes the three. No. Rebound left side, though. Davis brings it out to the top of the key, and Fisher will set up the offense for the Ichabod's. Looks off the right wing for North. Bounce pass right side. Finds Stephen Drain driving to the bucket. Ball knocked loose. Out of bounds. It belongs to the Ichabod's. Tell you what, Stephon Drain, a 6'8 junior at Raleigh, North Carolina, a transfer from Western Kentucky. He's a specimen out there.
Yeah, and right there he was out of control. Williams came over on the help side to knock it loose, but I think if Williams sees it in time, he's going to be able to take a charge there.
Wiggins off of the right side, looks to inbound. Quick inbound goes to Drain, and he will take the right side NFL. This one to come up on Northwest. Starzl will pick up the foul. That's his first. Just the second team foul on the Bearcats. The Ichabod's right now with just one. And this will send Drain to the free throw line, a 63% shooter on the season. And his free throw is good. He's a player who started early in the season, but one of the guys that kind of like Kozad, who seems to be a little bit more comfortable coming off the bench early in the game. And his second free throw misses too hard, and the rebound goes to Northwest. Cooper across the timeline left side, makes it out front right. And finds Wallace, who's checked in. Trying to go into lane, forcing the pass, but Drain reaches over, knocks the ball loose, and it'll be a foul on Drain with that contact on Starzl.
That's part of the reason he's coming off the bench. He was picking up his first foul so early in the ball game that they wanted to see if they could settle him a little bit by bringing him in off the bench.
Wallace with the inbound right side. Cooper dribbles off his foot and is picked up at the top of the key by Washburn on the break. Left side, Davis, and misses the shot, but the putback is good following on the play. North falling on the play, gets the layup, and it's a 15-9 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Wallace left side, finds Williams between the circles, right side Cooper. Cooper, right side for Snyder. Now to Cooper out front. Left side pass Wallace, quick passing, left one for Williams, left for Starzl, goes up with a shot, whistle, and we've got some contact and a foul coming up on the Ichabod's. This one goes on to Stephon Drain, that's his second, quickly picks up two fouls. Third team foul on the Ichabod's. This will send Starzl to the free throw line. Dillon, a 70% free throw shooter. Had 11 points on Thursday night in the win over UNK. Free throw rattles around and down. 5-point game, Northwest trailing 15-10. Getting his first breather of the game, Deshaun Cooper goes over to the sideline. It's Connor Crooker back in for Northwest. Starzl's second free throw is good. 4-point game. Northwest trails 15-11. 11:32 left in the first half. Across the timeline on the left side is Wiggins. Down the lane. Lost the handle on the dribble. Tries to pick it back up and stepping on the baseline with it. And the ball goes to Northwest. Cats down by four. Snyder will inbound and give it to Wallace. He'll take it down the floor for Northwest. Into the front court right side, Wallace dribbles to the wing. Out front, Snyder, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now back to Wallace, drives to the right baseline. Into the corner for Williams, back out front for Kirker. Takes it in the lane, kicks it back right side, Snyder. Snyder at the elbow right side, out front for Kirker. Left wing pass for Williams, top of the key, Wallace. Wallace down the lane, right side for Snyder, takes the jumper, got it. A three-pointer from the right corner for Zach Snyder, his second three of the game. And that brings Northwest within one, 15-14. Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Wiggins into the front court. Looks left side. Davis on the left wing for Flowers. Flowers left in the corner for North. Drives the baseline into a double team and a foul coming up.
Yeah, Matt Wallace got his right hand on the ball but got his left hand on the arm. And so he'll end up with the foul there.
And that'll be the third team foul on Northwest. North going to the free throw line. 62% shooter this season. And shooting two, the first one good. Washburn Addison team has struggled at the line this year. They're 12th in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 67.2%. Second free throw misses too hard. Rebound to Northwest and pulling it down, Wallace. Dribbles off the left side. Northwest down by two. Into the left corner, Snyder. Snyder out top of the key. Finds Kirker. Right side for Wallace in the corner. Man-to-man defense, dribbles out front to the top of the key. Cross court left, Williams. Now to Kirker, left wing, right in front of the Ichabod bench. Gets a screen by Starzl. Tries to give it to Starzl. Chases it left corner. Nine on the shot clock. Out front, Wallace. Wallace down the lane, right side. Looks to kick it out front, Schneider. Left side for Kirker with two on the shot clock. Through the lane, drives, lays it up, misses the layup. Rebound pulled away by North. That was an open layup. No one came over to pick him up as he went driving down the lane. On the left side, into the corner, Wiggins. Now down the lane, North drives, off-balance layup, won't go. Comes down with his own rebound, though. Pivots out of a double team, gets a left corner for Davis, a 3-0 banana. 19-14, Northwest Missouri State showing 9:48. Left in the first half, and Coach Ben McCollum of the Bearcats wants a timeout.
Yeah, back-to-back trips, or I guess one full trip down the floor. They get a chance. Really, what was a good defensive effort for Washburn, Northwest still able to fight through that and get an open look and just didn't get the layup. But then at the other end, I think the big thing, not just giving up the three upsetting, but the fact that North was so out of control when he missed that layup underneath, but yet he was able to come back and still get the rebound when he was pretty much off balance. So I think that may be even more of a frustrating part of that last play for Northwest.
That's the fourth offensive rebound of this half for Washburn, a team that, again, is very good on offensive boards, but that was a case, I think, more of a lack of focus by the Bearcats on that rebound attempt. Northwest coming out of the timeout, Deshaun Cooper back into the ballgame, along with Snyder, Wallace, Kirker, and Starzl. Cooper taking over the point duties. We'll take it across the timeline from our left to our right off the left sideline in front of the scorer's table. Takes it to the top of the key. Sets up, looks left side, Snyder. Left corner for Kirker. Back to Snyder. Left corner open. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Gets his rebound. Kicks it back out front. Kirker, he'll take the three out front and drains it. Connor Kirker with that left-handed jumper out front. Pulls Northwest within two. 19-17 with 9:24 left in the first half. Wiggins out front left side for Davis. Out of North, out front, Flowers. Flowers down the lane he goes, into a double team, banks it, and knocks it down. A little off balance, but got it to go. Now a 21-17 game, Northwest trailing. Cooper across the timeline, out between the circles. Working a screen by Wallace, pulls up free throw line right with the jumper blocked away by Wiggins. Ball on the baseline, out of bounds, it will belong to the Ichabods. 8:57 left in the first half, breaking the action. Washburn 21, Northwest 17. Back to Topeka, Kansas, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Northwest trailing Washburn 21-17. We're in the first half. 8:57 left in the half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest has never led in this game, but to Matt, it's been a close one they threw out.
Yeah, and that's not a big surprise. We've seen a lot of close games between these two teams, and Northwest is going to have to fight a full 40 minutes to get a win in Lee Arena, and sometimes 40 minutes isn't enough, but you've got to fight hard the whole way.
North down the lane, right side, gets called for a travel, trying to drive it through that lane. I think you have to credit that travel to Tyler Flunk sliding over and forcing North to adjust his path to the bucket. 21-17, Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn. Cooper will take it left to right across the timeline. It's a man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Out between the circle, Snyder looks left side. Kirker in front of the scorer's table. Long cross-court pass right side, Cooper. Screen by Starzl. Into the left corner for Funk. Funk goes to the left wing. Pass in the lane. Tipped away. Trying to go to Starzl. Tipped by North. And it is picked up by Fisher. Through the lane. Dishes right side. North drives. Misses the layup at a foul. And this one to come up on Northwest. That's official Tom Sebelo will make the call. This one goes on Kirker. That's his first. Team's fourth. 8:27 left in the first half. And Alex North back to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2 today. 6'7 junior out of Topeka, Kansas. And the free throw off the front of the rim and rolls in. One thing that Coach Chipman's been able to do through the years, there's a lot of good basketball players that come out of Topeka, and he gets a lot of those to go to the Washburn program. Eben, free throw on the way. Good. To 17, the Ichabods in front of the Bearcats. Cooper through the lane, right side for Funk on the wing. Now baseline right for Cooper. With that left-handed dribble guarded by Wiggins. Out front for Funk. They're giving some room. Spins through the lane to the bucket. Misses the lip and a foul, though, as he went driving inside. Nice little 360 spin move going through the lane. And he'll get to the free throw line. Fouled by North, who picks up his second foul. Both teams with 14 fouls as Funk will go to the line. Tyler, 69% shooter at the line, averaging 4 points a game, and the first free throw off the front of the rim. That's the first miss at the free throw line tonight for Northwest. Cats 4-5 at the line so far. And after a game where they really struggled at the charity stripe against Nebraska Kearney. Williams back into the game as Snyder goes to the sideline. Second free throw rolls out for Tyler. And it's a 23-17 game. Northwest Missouri State down. Now front left side is Jeff Reed. Looks right side for Flowers. Now left for Wiggins. Wiggins dribbling right side. Goes in the left corner for Reed. Tip pass left side. And the shot missed inside by Fisher. Rebound Starzl. Northwest on the break. Left to right. And a bump foul out at the timeline. Coming up on Washburn. Corey Fisher will pick up his first foul.
And Fisher forced into that bad shot by Tyler Funk. It looked like it was going to be a wide open layup attempt. But Funk hustling over on the help side, able to throw him off.
15th foul on the Ichabods. Bearcats inbound on the side, down the lane. Cooper drives, forces the layup, and the rebound pulled away by Wiggins for Washburn. Across the timeline to the top of the key, pulls up free throw line right. Now backpedals with the dribble toward the scorer's table. Washburn with it from our right to our left. Right side, they find Flowers open, drives the baseline into the lane, up with a shot off the glass and good. 7 points for Flowers, 25-17. Northwest Missouri State down. Out front is Funk. Right side pass for Williams. Cats could use a bucket this trip down. Cooper with it on the left wing. Gets a screen by Funk. Now he expires the dribble. Brings it out front for Tyler. Cross court right for Williams. Whistle. And we've got an injured Ichabod player. I think that's Jeff Reed who's down right in front of the Ichabod bench.
Yeah, Deshaun Cooper went with a shot fake. Reed went up like he was going to try to block it. Came down and right away grabbed his right knee. I don't know if he bumped his knee somewhere on Cooper or if he just came down awkwardly, but he went down right away and will hobble off here.
And he's hobbling off. Looks like he's going to stop. He might be heading over to the locker room, but it looks like right now they're just stopping between the split there and the bleachers. Andy Wilson coming into the ball game, a 6'3 freshman of Abilene, Kansas, to take his place. Inbound for Wallace for the Cats. Looks right side, Williams. Gets a screen by Kozak. Pulls up the free throw line. Finds space, falling left for Wallace. Now to Kozak, cutting through the lane. Off the glass and good. And Kozak with 4 points. 25-19. Northwest Missouri State down. 6:50 left first half. Out front, North wide open. Top of the key. Three off the front of the rim. Rebound near the free throw line to Williams and Northwest. Takes it across the timeline right side. Didn't have the numbers. Slows up. Now to Cooper. Left side Wallace on the left wing. Kirker. Kirker left side. Bounce pass high left for Kozad. Kozad trying to drive on Flowers. Does as he makes a spin move. A bump and a foul. And this will go on Leon Flowers. His first.
I tell you what. Kozad's got about the quickest spin move of any big man you're going to see in the MIAA. Well, he can get around in a hurry.
That last foul on the Ichabods, their sixth team foul. Northwest right now with four. Wallace to the inbound. and brings it left side for Kirker. Kirker out front between the circles. Finds Williams, now to Cooper. Left side, Kirker. Kirker into lane for Kozak. Kicks it to Wallace, cutting to the bucket. Now back to Kozak, cutting through. Ball pinballs out as Kozak dives on the floor, pushes it to Wallace. Right side for Kirker. Now between the circles, Cooper. Down the lane right he goes. A little runner on the way. Too hard. Fight for the rebound. Tipped and a foul. Cooper came away with it, but I think this is going to go instead on Kozad reaching over. Grant will pick up his first foul. And the fifth as a team against Northwest. 6:08 left in the half. Northwest trails 25-19. Kyle Wiggins will walk it across the timeline off the left side. Out between the circles. Looks right for Andy Wilson. Now on the wing for Davis in front of the Bearcat bench. Lost the pass cross court left for Wiggins. Wiggins now backpedals. Takes a jumper with his toe on the line. Knocks it down. A two-pointer. 4 points for Wiggins. 27-19. Northwest Missouri State down. Kirker on the left. Now to Williams. Out front right Cooper. Back to Kirker left. And into the left corner Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Pulls up in the lane. Into the right corner for Kirker. Touch pass out front right for Cooper. Cross court left Williams. Williams left side for Wallace. Bounce pass low left for Kozad. Drives into lane. Hooks trying to find Wallace. Cutting on the baseline. Pass tipped up. Wallace will bring it out left for Cooper. With six on the shot clock. Takes the three. Misses off the right. And the rebound pulled away by Davis for Washburn. At the left Wiggins. Wiggins through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed shot at line drive. Just barely cleared the rim. Knocks it down. And it's a 10-point game, Northwest trailing by their largest margin of the game, and a timeout by Coach Ben McCollum with 5:02 left in the half, and Northwest down 29-19.
Yeah, we've seen a few bad passes by Northwest. They're trying to make that extra pass to get a little bit better look at the basket, but they're overpassing in some situations inside. There's usually two or three Northwest players in there, which means there's at least two or three defenders, and that's a lot of traffic in there. When the guys throwing the passes could probably just go up, and they have a pretty high percentage shot because they're already in the paint. So a couple of ill-advised passes here, and we're seeing Washburn take advantage by getting some scoring at the other end.
29-19, Northwest trailing. Washburn right now shooting 46% from the field, Northwest 31%. Take about to knock down at three threes. Cats also hit on at three trays as well. But 10-point game, Northwest down 29-19. Really, turnover is the biggest difference right now. Northwest with seven turnovers compared to three for the Ichabods. Cooper across the timeline. Out front, Williams. Bounce pass high right for Starzl, who checked in during the break. Starzl back pedals, fade away off the front of the rim, rolls out. Rebound tapped out of bounds off of Zach Snyder. And it will belong to the Ichabods. And a break in the action. 4:48 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 29-19. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest down by 10, 29-19. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Matt, really comes down to turnovers right now. Northwest with seven turnovers, Washburn with three, and the Ichabods have scored 13 points off of those turnovers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Washburn's getting some pretty good looks when they get force those turnovers, which can happen. But like I said, it's just a few too many passes, some extra passes down there with good intent, but just bad timing for Northwest.
Ichabods with the ball following the timeout, 4:46 left in the half, and Northwest down by 10. Out front is Fisher. And Northwest dropping into a 2-3 zone this trip down the floor. A team that's predominantly man-to-man. Bounce pass low right for Jeremy Lightkeeper. Keeper goes up in the lane. That shot blocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Washburn.
Ash Lake getting his hand on the ball. It just feels like he's got some timing here the last couple of games to block shots.
Baseline right as Fisher will inbound. Gets a quick inbound left for Flowers off the glass. And good. Wide open off that inbound. And the block's off the left side. 31-19. Ichabod's in front of Northwest. 4:20 left in the half. Right side Wallace out front for Slake. Slake one dribble goes right side Wallace once again. Long skip pass left side for Crooker to the baseline left. Brings it to Slake on the wing. Out front for Williams. Quick pass right side for Wallace. Wallace out front goes cross court left for Williams. Now on the left wing, Crooker. Crooker. Free throw line left. Spires the dribble. Now to Wallace. The 7 on the shot clock. Lots it low and 10 and 4. Starzl and the block's off that right side, and he couldn't pull it in. Ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to the Ichabods. Corey Fisher from our right to our left walks across the timeline. Again, looking at a 2-3 zone out of Northwest. Wilson left side. They swing it right for Davis. Now left for Wilson. Wilson to the top of the key with the dribble to the right side. And a three up and good. Chris Davis knocks down his second three of the game. 34-19. Washburn in front of Northwest. Slake out front. Looks right side. Crooker. Crooker finds Williams cutting down the lane. Right side drives. Missed the shot. But we'll get to the free throw line.
The foul's on number 31.
This will go on Flowers. That'll be number two on Flowers getting Williams to the free throw line. 15-2 run right now for Washburn at the free throw line. Williams eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. His first point of the game. Snyder back into the ball game for Northwest. Second free throw. That's good as well. So Bryson Williams stops a 15-2 run out of the Ichabods. 34-21 Northwest down with 3:20 left in the half. On the left side, Wiggins. Double teamed out of a ball trap. Brings it out near the timeline and goes on a pass right side for Fisher. He takes a three off the right wing, takes a high bounce off the rim and drops down. His first three of the game, sixth on the season. And full court pressure out of the Ichabods. Bearcats trying to break the press. 37-21. Washburn in front of Northwest. Out front, Crooker. Between the circles. Dribbles right side. Down the lane he goes. Puts up the right-handed shot off the runner. Won't go. Rebound inside on the baseline. Slake fighting for, whether that is Schneider fighting for the ball on the baseline with Fisher. Officials to confer here. And it looks like the ball will belong to Washburn. So Ichabods get it, 2:45 left in the half. It's been a rough half since really about the 10-minute mark on here. Fisher will take it across the timeline. Looks left side on the wing, Wiggins. Goes out between the circles. Lobs the pass left corner. Open Fisher, a three is up, and it's good. And it's now 40-21 lead for the Ichabods as they're opening things up late in this first half.
Their last three field goals have been three-pointers.
Crooker with the dribble on the left wing and a bump with Chris Davis will pick up the foul. Ichabod's right now shooting nearly 52% from the field, and that's 6 of 13 from three-point range.
13-2 run right now for Washburn. Northwest has not had a field goal since the 7:07 mark, almost 5 minutes.
Crooker with the free throw. Knocks it down. A 40-22 game. Northwest trailing. Second free throw. Rattles down. So 40-23. The Ichabods in front of the Bearcats. Across the timeline. Left side Fisher. Looks left wing. Wiggins. Wiggins drives into the lane. We're going to call for a travel as Snyder came over on the help side and forced the travel, and the ball will go to Northwest. Just the fifth turnover for the Ichabods tonight. Across the timeline, Crooker Dribbles down the lane, left side to the bucket, off the glass, won't go. Schlake with the board, and the putback is good. Kyle Schlake with 4 points, 40-25, Northwest in front, further Northwest trailing Washburn. Through the lane, pass tipped away, picked up by Crooker on a 2-on-1 break. Crooker through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and it's slotted away, and will go out of bounds. Looked like that might have been on its way down, but not going to get the go-to. Kyle Wiggins flaps it out of bounds. Out front right side is Crooker. Now to Slake, high post. Down the lane he goes. Spins into the lane. Up with a shot off the glass. Won't go, but this will get Kyle to the free throw line. Really seeing a little bit of a different Kyle Slake here in the last couple of games.
Yeah, he's really the one that if there's been a spark or somebody trying to spark the team, he's been the one that's been doing it here today.
Jeremy Lichtig with the foul. This sends to the free throw line Slake. Free throw on the way, and it rattles out. Kyle hasn't been to the line all that often this year. Now 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Minute 36 left in the half. Slake's second free throw. Good. 40-26. Washburn in front of Northwest. Fisher into the front court. Looks left side for Wiggins. Out to the top of the key, Davis. Down the lane, kicks it left corner for Fisher. Inside the arc, takes the jumper for 15, misses the rebound. Slake for Northwest. Now that goes to Williams into the front court left side with 1:17 left in the half. Northwest down 40-26. Crooker dribbles left side. Down the lane, little runner on the left. Off the glass, won't go. Gets his rebound. Ball fake. Now with the dribble up with the shot. Blocked away inside. Coming away with it is Fisher. Now left side Wiggins through the lane, lays it up, and in. And a timeout Northwest with 59.6 seconds left in the half. This Coach McCollum not happy with his team right now.
No, not at all. I mean, Washburn's just giving a much better effort in this one right now, and it shows on the scoreboard, too, with that 16-point lead.
42-26, Washburn in front of Northwest.
You know, it's kind of strange because you look at statistics and it's not a lot of huge differences. The big difference being just field goal percentage. I mean, Northwest is getting shots off. They're getting looks. They're just not hitting those, whereas Washburn just can't miss in this first half.
Washburn still maintaining about a 52% pace from the field. Northwest shooting just 28%. And, of course, Washburn knocking down 6 threes out of this first half. 42-26. Northwest trails Washburn. Inbound comes to Kirker, being pressured by Chris Davis as Connor will take it across the timeline left side. It's a screen by Schneider. Now Zach will take the pass on the left, gives it to Williams. Williams down the lane to the bucket off the right side, misses short, fight for the board. Williams trying to come away with it inside in a tie-up. And the help ball as Jeff Reed forces the tie-up, and the Ichabod will have it off the possession arrow. 42.4 seconds left in the half. 42-26. Washburn in front of Northwest. Fisher. All right to our left. Looks on the left side for Wiggins. Cross court right side pass for Davis. Out front left for Reed. On the left wing, Fisher. Fisher out front. 25 seconds left in at the first half. There's 16 on the shot clock. So Washburn will be forced to take a shot before the end of this half.
Fisher. Try to clear it out for Fisher here.
And he wants to go one-on-one with Slake. A little bit of a mismatch there, but he drives the lane right side, misses the shot off the glass. It goes off the shoulder of Starzl out of bounds. So it will belong to the Ichabods with 9.7 seconds left in the half.
Washburn will have just 3 seconds on the shot clock to work with here.
Fisher to inbound baseline right. Gets the inbound north on the wing. Immediately goes up the shot over Starzl. Rims around out. And the rebound pulled down by Crooker for Northwest. Add midcourt. Into the front court. Left side. Accelerates to the left baseline. The runner on the way. Nothing but net as the buzzer sounds. Connor Crooker taking it coast to coast. Makes it a 42-28 lead for Washburn as the two teams go into the locker room here at halftime. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 2-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at Lee Arena on the Washburn campus in Topeka, Kansas. Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. At the half, it's Washburn 42 and Northwest 28. Matt, really the second half of that first half, all Ichabods.
Yeah, it was. Northwest, even on the times they didn't make mistakes, they just didn't get shots to go. It just seemed like Washburn couldn't have anything go wrong at the offensive end. You know, they would make mistakes and the ball would still bounce their way. But, you know, that's what happens at home sometimes is you get some of those things to go your way. Washburn is seeing that. So that just means that's why the road teams have to play that much harder, especially in a place like this, to get wins. And Northwest, even though the last 10 seconds there of the half, they were able to finish on a positive note, getting a miss out of Washburn, and then Crooker taking it coast to coast, able to get a bucket there at the end. They're going to have some work to do in this second half.
Northwest ends the half with 9 turnovers. It's not a bad number in that respect, but the problem is Washburn really took advantage of that 18 points off the turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much. You can't do a whole lot better than that in terms of scoring off of turnovers. And, you know, it seemed like they were fairly easy points after a lot of those turnovers as well.
Well, still 20 minutes to play in this one, as the Northwest women found out on Thursday night against Nebraska Kearney. A big lead at halftime doesn't necessarily equate to a win, so the Bearcats will have to come out and get some things going here in the second half.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the way Washburn played, not everything is going to go their way for the entire ball game. So Northwest just has to be ready when things start going down a little bit for Washburn.
At the half, Northwest trails Washburn 42-28. We'll be back, and we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith, as they're coming off a loss to Washburn 73-55. Matt will talk with Coach Smith right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, at the half of the men's matchup, 42-28. Washburn with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. A little bit earlier this evening, Washburn women with a 73-55 win over Northwest. The Northwest women's coach, Michael Smith, joining us. Coach, in this ball game, you got started. Looks like you were going to be able to have a good hard-fought battle. But, boy, once Washburn started to heat up from the outside, they knocked down some outside shots, and it was tough to recover from.
Well, it was. You know, that first half, I thought we battled. There for a while, we even had a lead, you know, for a stretch, you know. And we were talking, we were communicating, we were doing the things that we needed to do. You know, it's kind of like how you and I talked about before the game, is that we knew the post play would be a concern, so we, you know, sent our four man to help out in the post, so our guards could concentrate on their guards and switching every screen that came. And then the next thing I know, they hit 11 threes on us.
And I'm sure what was probably most discouraging is there were a lot of open looks.
Yeah,
on threes.
And it's just come down to not communicating and not knowing. We've talked about it. We went through it. We watched film twice yesterday, today. Walked through it yesterday, today, before we left to come get in the bus and come over here. And now three of those I'll take, because 21 came off the bench at the four and hit three threes in the first half. And I'll take those. But everything else was guards hitting three after the other eight.
Yeah.
That was hit from guard. 24 points.
Yep.
We lost by.
Yeah, the one thing I've been.
Didn't turn them all over.
Right.
We did a good job handling basketball. You look at, we owned them in the paint. We outscored them off turnovers. Second chance points, we scored them. But our guards, we stopped the post. We got beat in the post the other night. Kearney got beat in transition. Really concentrated on that. Said, guards, just switch everything. You're side by side, they're setting the screen, switch everything. Eight threes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that probably, obviously there's frustration there, but it's got to add to it when you see so many numbers that do lean your way.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm really disappointed in, and as I try to shake things up a little bit, start second half, you know, we're getting, the only rebounder we have in this team right now is Anna Matthews. And I got to give that kid a lot of credit. She's given us, I feel like she's given us everything she can give us. She's playing like an all-conference player right now.
Yeah.
On a team that's struggling. That's not a very good team right now. But she's playing like an all-conference player. She's given us everything she can, I think, for 40 minutes. She's come a long way. But that's it.
You know, you mentioned Annie Matthews and her rebounding. It seems like not only is she getting good numbers rebounding, but it seems consistent through a game.
It has. I mean, you look at her stat line. Plays 30 minutes, has 3 assists, 1 turnover, 8 points, 1 foul, 13 boards. Does, you know, 4 for 9, so she's shooting over 50% from the field. What else can you ask for?
Yeah.
I know what I need to ask for. That from other people.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's not what, and that's, we're not getting that right now.
And it's, it seems like if you get just a little bit out of a lot of people, it's, maybe even not a lot of people, but just a little bit out of a few more players, well, it's just so close.
My main pre-game speech was, "What bring one positive to our team? Each of you bring one positive to our team." We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
and it gets kind of hard to see with some of us. What's the one? And we got some good minutes. We got some good minutes out of Ali Blaurock. We did. Timber's starting to get more, a little more consistent. I'm liking her improvement. You know, Ariel's going on a little scoring stretch right there. But defensively, like I said, I get back to our perimeter game. It's got to get better, because Northeastern Oklahoma is a motion team. They're going to switch. 1 through 4 can shoot threes. They're going to screen us for 20 seconds of the shot clock and take shots. And so our communication is going to have to be there, not just for the first half. We had it for the first half today. We did. We did. Second half, we had no communication whatsoever. And I don't know if we're tired or if we or what it is. You know, I try to sit down with this team and try to find out, because, again, I don't know. I don't know what they did. I don't know. You know what I mean? I didn't recruit them. You know
right.
what I mean? I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I don't know how they worked before they got to Northwest, I guess, how they functioned.
Right.
What made them go? What made them tick?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we try to talk to them a little bit, and I just really try to talk to them as an adult for the most part and say, hey, what's it going to take? You know, what one positive can you bring to us? Well, I can do this. Well, I'm not seeing it. We need to start seeing it if we're going to have success. And as I said, I told you, I think with what lies ahead of us as far as our divisional play coming up after Northeastern, we've got a tremendous opportunity. We've got some games at home coming up that we can win, but we just can't do it with one or two of us giving everything that they have. We've got to have everybody trying to give us something 100%. One thing, defense, you know, just concentrating on their shots or their passing, and it's just something, Matt, and it's frustrating as a coach. It is. I'm a little frustrated right now just because I thought we could have given Washburn a little better game than we did. In the second half, I think we just kind of laid low. You know, just kind of laid down a little bit. Said, you know, we got it within 10 or 11 like 6 minutes to go or something, and then boom, it was like 2 straight turnovers for us and 3 straight led into 3 straight buckets or something for them, and it was 19 just like before you knew it.
Yeah.
And there was no coming back. But I told our kids, you know, we got film again tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got film and practice again tomorrow for a game on Monday at home that we need to win. I told them that was our main. We got to find a way to win that game Monday. Yeah. Bearcat Arena, it's on our home floor. We got to find a way to win that game Monday. You know, if it means I need to change up the lineup or whatever, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to find a way to get us, you know, get us a little more confidence again, because we're seeing bits and pieces, but again, we need 5 at a time to give us those bits and pieces.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up to you Monday.
All right.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, 73-55 was the final this evening. Washburn with the win at the half of the men's matchup. 42-28, Washburn with the lead over the Northwest men. John's back to look at first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Northwest trailing Washburn 42-28. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder, along with studio engineer Brandon Travis, I'm John Coffey. You wear the half in Northwest Missouri State trailing at halftime, 42-28. As we check some of the numbers here, Washburn shooting 48% from the field, 15-31, 6-14 from three-point range, and 6-8 at the free throw line. Northwest struggling from the field, 8-27 for 29%, 3-6 from three-point range, and 9-12 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals equal 19 apiece at Northwest with 7 offensive, 12 defensive boards, and Washburn 6 offensive and 13 defensive boards. 9 turnovers for Northwest, 5 for Washburn. And so looking at other totals individually, Northwest led by Zach Snyder with 6 points and Connor Kirker with 9, and Washburn faced by Leon Flowers with 9 points. So we'll be back getting ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Ready for second half play. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They'll be going from our right to our left in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals and white trim. Washburn in their home whites with the dark blue trim. Out front, Ishlake goes a little right side for Starzl. Starzl have a double team. Right side gets it to Schneider starting the second half for the Cats. Kirker with her on the left side. Kirker down the lane right, pulls up, hooks the pass, tipped away out of bounds. Trying to go low for Starzl, tipped out of bounds by Jeff Reed. Northwest will have it, baseline right. In 42-28, Northwest Missouri State trailing to start this second half. They need a strong opening 5 minutes here. Inbound Schneider out to the top of the key for Williams. Goes low left for Starzl. Starzl trying to find Slate cutting down the lane right side. Was able to pull the high pass down and throw it off of Flowers out of bounds. Good alert play by Slate. So now Northwest will inbound baseline right. Northwest opening the second half with Kirker, Slate, Williams, along with Starzl and Schneider. Now through the lane, driving Williams, lays it up and in as he takes the inbound and goes through the lane. So Bryson Williams now with 4 points, and it's a 42-30 game. Northwest Missouri State down by 12. Long way to go in this one. Second half just underway. Wiggins left side, free throw line, takes the jumper, misses badly, rebounded in the lane. Starzl hands off to Kirker. Cats on the fast break. Kirker pulls up, left side, takes the jumper, and it is a three-pointer just behind the arc. Connor Kirker knocks down to three, and it's single digits now. 42-33, Northwest Missouri State down by nine.
And the Cats caught a break there because the three-point line was about halfway through his foot. He was well over the line, but they got three out of it.
Wiggins on the left wing. Out front right side is North. Through the lane, drives, misses the layup, rebound Kirker. I think Schlake forced that one with his arms high in the air, forcing the layup to be altered just a bit. Across the timeline, Kirker. Out to the top of the key, Slake looks left side for Williams. Through the lane he goes, drives to the bucket, off the glass, won't go. Slake with the board, the putback, no, but he'll go to the free throw line. Might kind of have to wonder a little bit about Deshaun Cooper starting the second half on the sideline. Slake will go to the free throw line. Slake to shoot a couple, he's one of two at the free throw line tonight. Eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good.
I think one thing that you get is with Schneider out there, you've got a little bit more of a three-point threat, you know, and it wouldn't mind seeing a couple of those early in this half if the opportunity comes about to try to get back into this one early on in the half.
Slake's second free throw misses, 42-34, Northwest Missouri State down by eight. Out to the top of the key is Fisher. Looks out front right. With it is Flowers. Takes a jumper. Top of the key. Rims in. A two-pointer out front by Leon Flowers. He goes into double figures with 11 points. 44-34. 10-point game. Northwest down. Slake out front. Looks left side. Schneider. Now out between the circles. Kirker. Kirker dribbles out near the timeline. Back left side. Williams. Now to Schneider on the left wing near the sideline. To swing it right side for Kirker. Kirker behind the back with the dribble. Down the lane he goes. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Posting up in the lane with the left-handed shot. Good. Nice move by Starzl to the bucket. As he spins into the lane, he has 4 points using that left hand. It's a 44-36 game now the other way through the lane. Layup by Corey Fisher. Good. He's in double figures with 10. Back to a 10-point game. Kirker off the right side. Again, man-to-man defense. Out front with the bounce pass for Williams. Away from the ball. Whistle and a foul. Slake and Reed in a collision, and Reed will get called for the foul. That's number one on Reed. Second team foul on the Ichabods. Northwest yet to be whistled with a foul in the second half. Williams to inbound, baseline right. Lobs the inbound to Starzl off the right side. Will hand off back to Williams. He'll dribble to the right wing. Bounce pass right side intended for Starzl. Knocked out of bounds by Fisher. Bearcats now will inbound right in front of their own bench. 46-36, Northwest Missouri State down. They were down by 14 at halftime. Inbound right side goes to Kirker. He's guarded defensively by Wiggins. Dribbles left down the lane. Behind the back with the dribble through the lane. A little one-handed runner with the left hand. Good. Connor Kirker, very aggressive in this one. Goes to 14 points on the night. 46-38, Northwest down. Through the lane, Flowers to the free throw line. Out front, left for Wiggins. Back pedals. In front of the scorer's table, now dribbles to the top of the key, sets up, takes the jumper out front, too hard, rebounds, Slake for the Cats, clears it away, out it goes to Kirker, across the timeline to the right wing. Low left side for Starzl off the glass. Good! Nice feed inside, and Dillon is able to knock it down. Starzl with 6 points and a timeout by Washburn coach Bob Chipman as the Bearcats have cut a 14-point lead at halftime down to 6. 16:47 left in the game. Northwest Charles Washburn 46-40. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
46-40 Northwest Trails of Washburn with 16:47 left in the game. Matt for Northwest going back to the last bucket by Kirker before the end of the half. Northwest right now on a 14-4 run against the Ichabods.
Yeah, with just under 3 minutes to play in the first half, the Cats trail by 19, which was has been the largest lead of the game for Washburn. But, you know, they've carried over that momentum. Kirker getting that rebound at the end of the first half, coming coast-to-coast, hitting that bucket right as the buzzer sounded at the end of the first half. That momentum has kind of carried into the start of the second for Northwest.
Six-point game, Northwest down, 16:43 left in the second half. Off of the right side is Wiggins. They swing it left for Flowers. Now back right side is North. Now on the left wing, Wiggins. Wiggins out to the top of the key. Flowers takes a jumper out front from 17 off the back of the rim. Rebound Northwest. Williams clears the rebound. He'll take it down the left sideline across the timeline from our right to our left in this second half. Kirker on the right side, guarded by Fisher. Gets a screen by Snyder. Dribbles left side. Lobs it into the lane for Slake. He has it stripped from behind on the help side defense. Alex North comes over and knocks it away. On the break, left side, Flowers to the left wing. Out front, left side, Wiggins. Right side pass for Fisher. Into the right corner, North. Finds the baseline right for Flowers. Into lane, turns, takes the jumper from five and hits it. Flowers with 13 points. 8-point game. Northwest down 48-40. 15:52 left in the game. Kirker dribbles on the right side in front of the Bearcat bench. Pulls up, bounce pass out front, Williams. Quick pass left side, Snyder on the wing, open. The three on the way, too hard, and the rebound controlled by Flowers for the Ichabods. Alec goes Fisher across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Cats in man-to-man defense. So a little bit of 2-3 toward the end of the first half, but back to the man. Off the right side with it is Wiggins. Wiggins on the wing, guarded by Williams. Dribbles to the free throw line, hooks the pass back right side. North on the wing. The three is good. North with 8 points and an 11-point lead for Washburn. 15-12 left in the game. Cats have cut it down to 6, now back to 11 for the Ichabods. Driving is Kirker, a little left-handed runner on the left side here. Kirker with 16 points, 51-42 Northwest down, just under 15 minutes left in the game. Across the timeline, Fisher looks right side read. Tries to go low with the leading North too far. Couldn't bring it down. Underneath the bucket off the right side. It goes out of bounds. Ball belongs to Northwest following a timeout. 14:48 left in the game. Washburn 51, Northwest 42. Back to Topeka right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 14:48 left in the game. Northwest Missouri trailing 51-42. Matt, you'll hear coaches talk about the first 5 minutes of the second half being very key to a game, and see Northwest come out in the first 5 minutes of the second half, play very well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, but they need to carry that now because there's still a decent amount of work to do. You know, it's a 9-point game, but the big thing is they have chipped 10 points off of the lead that what they once trailed. So they're making progress, but they just got to stick with it now for the last 15.
Sean Cooper back into the ballgame for Northwest at a guard position. Kirker will take it across the timeline between the circles. Northwest looking to spread out the offense. On the left side is Kirker. Out to the top of the key with the dribble. Down the lane he goes. Left side, another runner. High off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Starzl. Put back is good off the glass. Starzl with the board. Took it off the glass off the right side. 51-44 Northwest Missouri State trailing. On the right side, Davis. Out between the circles. Bounce pass, free throw line right. Drain takes it, misses it. Rebound tipped by Cooper, controlled by Snyder for Northwest. He'll give it to Cooper across the timeline. Playing the circles, dribbles right, back pedals. Now down the lane he goes, underneath the bucket. In the left corner, Snyder open, three on the way. Got it, nothing but net. Zach Snyder with his third three of the game, 9 points total. 51-47 Northwest fighting back in this one. Just under 14 minutes left. Across the timeline, Davis. Looks left side, Flowers. Back to Davis, out between the circles. Dribbles right side, on the wing right for Alex North, and underneath the bucket, whistle and a foul. Cooper and Wiggins kind of posting up inside with a couple of guards, and the foul coming up on Deshaun. W number one on Cooper. First team foul of the second half on the Bearcats. Washburn with just two. One thing, Matt, the officiating crew tonight really letting these teams play, and I think it's been a fair officiated game, but they're allowing a little bit of contact here and there. Inbound right side, Flowers dishes right, and a whistle and a foul. They get the pass to Wiggins. He goes up with a shot and misses.
I think for the most part, that kind of leans Northwest's favor. They're a better team inside, a stronger team inside, and that's going to be to their advantage over the long run.
Grant Kozatter just checked into the game, picks up the foul. Sending Wiggins to the free throw line. Came over on the help side as Wiggins trying to fight inside with Cooper, but at the free throw line, Wiggins, free throw on the way. Good. 9 points for Wiggins. He averages nearly 15 a game. Wiggins at the free throw line, a 76% shooter on the year. 3-3 from there tonight. The free throw for the left-handed shooter is good. 53-47, the Ichabods in front of the Bearcats. Cooper across the timeline, left side. Selden rates down the lane, kicks it into the right corner. Starzl open to three, on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. It goes down, but unfortunately it bounced up over the backboard, hit the shot clock, and then down.
That's pretty tricky. You don't often see the ball hit the shot. And this shot clock is about a foot and a half behind the backboard. Now, sometimes it happens if it's straight up, even with the face of the backboard, but... that's pretty tricky.
53-47, Northwest down. Wiggins forces the shot on the left side from 12. Misses it. Rebound Kozad for Northwest. Alec goes to Cooper.
You're not seeing Washburn crash the boards offensively like they typically do.
Averaging over 11 offensive boards a game out front. Cooper takes a jumper, misses. Wiggins on the defense, and Cooper thought he might have been fouled on that one. Now here comes the Ichabods down the left side. Davis to Wiggins left, and he's fouled this time by Cooper. And that might have been a little bit of a frustration foul out of the shot. Kozad and Snyder and Starzl all just kind of telling Deshaun to settle down just a bit. Second foul of the game on Cooper. 53-47. Washburn in front of Northwest. Flowers will inbound to Wiggins. Right side, Davis. Now they get it to North, out to the top of the key. Flowers down the lane. Runner off balance. Rims around, out. Fight for the board on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest off the North. As North and Kozad were fighting for the board on inside. 53-47, Northwest Missouri State down. See if the Cats can take advantage of the defensive stop. Cooper across the timeline. Top of the key to the free throw line. Pulls up, looks right side, Snyder. Out front, Cooper. Now to Kozad. Down the lane, left he goes. Up with a shot, blocked away by Drain. Fight for the ball as it rolls loose into the lane. Drain pushes the pass right side. Davis, and here comes Ichabod's left to right. Davis to north to Davis into the right corner. Back to north, right wing open. Three on the way off the front of the rim. High bounce, fight for the board by a couple. Bearcats. Kozad saves it inbounds. Now steps on the baseline trying to fight for the ball as Bo Schneider and Kozad going for that rebound.
Yeah, that's a mistake that can't happen there, to have those two being the only two with a chance at that rebound and to end up giving it back to Washburn.
Goes ahead to the bench, Lake back in for Northwest, and Corey Fisher to come in for Washburn, giving Kyle Wiggins a breather. 53-47, Northwest Missouri State trails, 12:16 left. Cats have trailed the entire game. Inbound goes into the right corner, Davis. Cats were down by 14.5, down by 19 in the first half. And now they come back here in the second half, making a game of it out to the top of the key north. Right side Reed trying to go low with it and whistling a foul. Wanted to go with the bounce pass to Drain and the blocks off the right side. Starzl reaching around, came away with the ball, but also will pick up the foul. That's his second. Fourth team foul now on Northwest. Washburn with just two. Snyder to the sideline and Williams in for Northwest. Inbound into the right corner for Davis. Out front right, Fisher. Dribbles between the circles. Back right side, Davis. Davis out front. Looks left side for North. Now they swing it on the perimeter to Fisher. Right side for Reed. High post right for Drain. Spins on Starzl with the shot. Forces it. Misses the air ball. Fight for the board. Slake and North fighting for the rebound. And we'll go out of bounds off of North. So Northwest will get it. Still a 53-47 game. Northwest down. 11:42 left in the game.
See what? Drain is big, but he doesn't play very strong. He's not real aggressive. He's Raleigh kind of, it seems like he's going away from the play all the time, and he comes out of the ball game here because he should have taken that one right to the rim.
He definitely passes the eye test anyway, but unfortunately not playing tough, as you said. Now, Crooker, right on the lane, left runner, misses. Slake with the board. The putback is good. Kyle Slake having a good game this evening. 53-49, Northwest Missouri State down. Back to a four-point game across the timeline right. Fisher looks right, and with it is Davis. Davis out front left for North. North will hand off to Fisher. Ichabod spreading out their offense. Drilling right side at the free throw line. Hook pass out front. Now they go into the lane off the left for Flowers as he takes the pass from North. And Leon Flowers has the layup. It's a 55-49 Ichabod lead.
And that's something that's happened a few too many times tonight, is guys getting wide open, unchecked, right underneath the bucket for Washburn.
Cooper out between the circles, being chased by Fisher. Down the lane he goes. Now dishes into left corner, or left wing for Williams. Takes the free throw line. Back to Cooper, left corner. The three is on the way. Rattles around and out. Rebound tipped a couple times on the floor. Controlled by the Ichabods. Fisher across midcourt, right side, behind the back with the pass right for Flowers. Now to Fisher out front. Looks left side, Reed. Reed between the circles for Fisher. 55-49, Northwest down. 10:25 left in the game. Flowers through the lane, drives, off the glass, won't go. The putback by Reed on the follow is good. 57-49, Washburn. Cross midcourt, left side, Cooper. Cats with their challenge green uniforms out to the top of the key. Cooper sets up, gets a screen by Slake out front, misses the three off the left in the rebound. North for the Ichabods. Cooper struggling from the field tonight. Across the timeline, Fisher. Out to the top of the key. Bounce pass right for North. Now to Fisher. Top of the key, Flowers. Right side with it is Davis. Davis drives the lane to runner on Kirker through the lane. Rims around and out. Slake comes down with the rebound for Northwest. Left side, Williams on the wing, sets up. Now out front, Cooper right side. Deshaun to the top of the key, down the lane he goes. Ball fake up with a shot high off the glass, won't go. Fight for the rebound in the lane, and is controlled by North. Cooper right now 0-7 from the field, 57-49. Northwest Missouri State down, 9:20 left in the game. Fisher across the timeline, dribbles left. Into left corner for North, sets up just inside the arc off the left side, drains the jumper. And North into double figures with 10 and a timeout, Northwest. 9:09 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down by 10 once again after cutting the lead down to 4. It's Washburn 59, Northwest Missouri State 49. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
9:09 left, Northwest down by 10, 59-49. Trying to come back after a 19-point deficit in the first half. They cut the lead down to 4 here in the second half. It's a 59-49 game right now, Northwest down. Grant Cozad into the game. Stars on the bench coming out of the timeout. Kirker along with Cooper, Williams, Slake, and Cozad on the floor for the Cats. Down the lane left is Kirker. Backpedals to the free throw line. Find Slake right side. A jumper from 16. Won't go. Five for the rebound. Pulled away by Andy Wilson for the Ichabods. Now it goes Wiggins. Wiggins accelerates through the lane to the bucket. Misses the layup. The putback on the left side is good by Jeremy Lichtig. As that's his first bucket, and it's now a 12-point game. 61-49, Northwest down. Out front is Cooper, looks on the left wing for Crooker. The long three on the way off the front of the rim, and the rebound chased in the corner goes out of bounds. Ichabods will have it, 8:30 left in the game. Washburn 61, Northwest 49, back to Topeka, Kansas, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
8 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. Northwest Missouri State showing Washburn 61-49. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, Northwest has fought back into this one after being down by 19 in the first half. Going to within 4, but just haven't been able to hit a couple big buckets. When they had some defensive stuff, could have won this game even closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And, doesn't seem like Washburn is playing as aggressively in this second half, but they're getting it done when they need to maintain right around a double-digit lead.
Cats out of the timeout. Cozad along with Crooker, Williams, Starzl, and Cooper on to the right side for the Ichabods. Now left side Wiggins. Wiggins out to the top of the key. Passes in the left corner. Throws Leroy, but chased down by Andy Wilson in the left corner. Out front left side is Fisher. Now gives it top of the key for North. North, back right side. Fisher with it, dribbles left. Now hooks it back right for North. Guarded by Cozad, takes a step inside the arc, and his shot just grazes the rim. Rebound pulled down by Cooper. 2-on-3 break. Cooper down the lane, right side, off balance, goes up with a shot and a foul. And Cooper a little bit fortunate that time. He didn't have the numbers there, and a whistle coming up. And let's see, a couple of the officials confer. Tom Silveira, the one who blew the whistle on the foul, is going to go on Corey Fisher of Washburn. And that has Ichabod pretty full, a little unhappy.
Yeah, they thought they were going to get a travel call on Deshaun Cooper.
Cooper goes to the free throw line, shooting 2, first one on the way, good. That's Deshaun's first point of the game. Came into this game averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game.
There's one of the Pep Band guys so mad I can see the vein in his neck from up here, and I'm a long ways away from him.
Second free throw good by Cooper. And it's now a 10-point game. Once again, Northwest down 61-51. Across the timeline, Fisher looks left side for Wiggins. Wiggins gets a pick by Lichtig, and out front whistle, and foul coming up. This will go on Northwest, and that one has Coach Bob Chipman. The Ichabods a little upset with that call. Lichtig picks up the foul. That's his second. Cats now with the chance to cut the deficit to single digits again with 7:47 left. Northwest down 61-51. Cooper out to the top of the key. Off to drive, now back pedals, guarded by Kyle Wiggins. It's a screen by Kozad. Dribbles left wing, right side for Funkuchek. And goes low with it to Starzl, who's fouled. And go to the free throw line. Starzl took it in the blocks off that right side. Made a quick pivot to the bucket and was fouled. McTighe will pick up his third foul. Two of those coming very quickly here in the second half. And this will get Starzl to the free throw line, where he is one for one at the line. Free throw on the way. Too hard. Starzl with 8 points. Back to the free throw line. And it's on the way. Good. So he hits one or two at the line there. Makes it a 61-52 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. 7.5 minutes left in the game. Off of the right side, Fisher. Lobs the pass cross court. Left side. Down the lane. Driving Wiggins. Lays it up in and a foul. Question now will be on Hickler to count the bucket. They will count the bucket. Foul might have been on the floor, but they're going to count as the foul goes on Bryson Williams, his first. And this will get Kyle Wiggins to the free throw line. He's got 12 points tonight. Back to an 11-point lead for the Ichabods.
Seems like this year officials have let a little more continuation go than what we've seen in the past.
Wiggins misses the free throw. Kozad with the rebound. Across the timeline, Cooper. Between the legs with his dribble, now drives on Wiggins to the bucket, off the glass on the right side, good. Deshaun Cooper with the drive in the bucket, 63-54, Northwest Missouri State down. Out front left, Wiggins through the lane, dishes right side, going to the bucket, whistle, and a foul on the play. Will be a charge after the pass. The pass went to Wiggins, he laid it up and in, but the charge coming up, and let's go on Davis. Chris Davis picks up his second foul.
And Tyler Funk, the one to get in position to draw that charge.
Is anybody surprised?
No, not at all.
Tyler does that as well as anybody. 63-54, Northwest Missouri State down. Across the timeline, off the right side, Cooper. Through the lane, spins, kicks it back right side, Cooper. Now left for Kozad. Funk, left wing, now to the bucket. On the left side, lays it up and in. Nice strong drive to the bucket by Tyler Funk. So he draws the charge on the defensive end. Comes down, hits the layup on the offensive side. Makes it a 63-56 game. Northwest down, 6:37 left. Into the right corner. Jumper on the way. An air ball missed by about a foot as it was taken by Chris Davis. Ball out of bounds, though, off of Northwest. They fight for that rebound inside. So the Ichabods will inbound baseline left. Shot clock at 25 as that shot didn't even come close to hitting the rim. Fisher to inbound baseline left. Gets it into the left corner for Wiggins. Back pedals. Wants the jumper over. Funk misses off the front of the rim. Rebound Kirker for Northwest. Cats on the break. Kirker across the timeline. Didn't have the numbers. Now to Cooper out front left. Low left for Kozad. Takes it into the lane. Spins right. Ball fake up with a shot. Collision and a foul. This will get Grant to the free throw line. Alex North will pick up his third foul, 17th foul on the Ichabods. Northwest right now with five. And Grant Kozad going to the free throw line with Northwest trailing 63-56.
You know, we talked about his spin moves and how quick they are in the first half. He's just creative with his moves inside. Grant Kozad does a nice job of keeping the defense off balance when he gets the ball in the paint.
Kozad 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Sight, shoots, and hits. 5 points for Grant. 81% shooter at the free throw line. 63-57, Northwest trying to fight their way back after a 19-point deficit in the first half. Down by 14 at halftime. Second free throw is good by Kozad. 63-58, Northwest down, 6:13 left. Across the timeline, Fisher. Left side for Wiggins. Picked up by Funk. Dribbles left side, now finds North on the left wing. Chased out by Kozad. Between the circles for Flowers. Drives on Starzl. Kicks it left corner. North open. A three. Too hard. Fight for the rebound in the right corner. Chased by Fisher. Saves it inbounds. Out front for Wiggins. Wiggins to the top of the key. Kicks it left wing. A three on the way by Flowers. A high bounce off the rim. And Cooper skies high. Brings down the rebound for Northwest. Cats right to left with 5:42 left. Trailing 63-58. Cooper out front. The three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound loose. And it's controlled by Kozad and a foul, and this will be the 17th foul on Washburn, getting Kozad to the free throw line. Chris Davis with the foul, his third, bumping Kozad, who took that rebound. He had to rebound it off the floor, and this will get Grant to the line.
We talked about Washburn. There was a chance they were going to cool down shooting the basketball. They were 6 of 14 from three-point range in the first half. They're 1 of just 5 in this second half.
Kozad at the line. Free throw good. 7 points for Grant. 63-59 Northwest Missouri State trails. One more free throw coming to Grant. And that one is good. So Kozad steps up, hits both free throws, and makes it a three-point game. Northwest the closest they've been since early on. Across the timeline, Wiggins. Dribbles left side. Left wing down the lane. The layup force missed and the rebound Northwest. Cooper clears it away for the Cats. Down that right sideline. Pushes it across the timeline. Now between the circles. Pulls up. Starzl trailing on the play. Has the ball. Looks right side for Funk. Cats could tie it with a three this trip down. They have never led in this one. It's been tied once early. Cooper through the lane to the bucket. The layup on the way. Good! Deshaun Cooper the drive in the bucket. It's a one-point game. Northwest down 63-62. Just under 5 minutes left in a timeout, Washburn. 4:58 left. Northwest trails Washburn 63-62. Back to Topeka, Kansas, right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Bearcats right now on a 10-0 run. They trail 63-62 to Washburn, the 4:58 left. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and studio engineer Brandon Travis. Matt, good run right now for the Cats.
Yeah, and honestly, I think this timeout by Washburn helps Northwest, and I tell you why. To come down this much, from that much down, to come back, takes a ton of energy. At the next dead ball, the Cats are going to get another timeout, an immediate timeout. So that's going to give them a chance just to kind of take a few deep breaths, get their legs under them, and make sure they've got enough energy for the last 5 minutes of this game.
You have to hand it to Deshaun Cooper. He struggled throughout a lot of this ballgame with the last 5 minutes or so. He's really got his game going.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to need him down the stretch.
One-point game. Northwest down. Out front on the left side is Davis. Out of north at the free throw line. Right side, Flowers takes it to the top of the key. Wants to drive on Kozad. Out between the circles right for Corey Fisher. 15 on the shot clock. 4:42 left in the game. Fisher dribbling out front, drives on Cooper through the lane to the back on the left side. High off the glass, forces it, misses it. Rebound Northwest. Coming up with a rebound, Funk for Northwest. Cats again on a 10-0 run. A chance to take the lead this trip down. It would be the first lead for Northwest all night long. Across the timeline on the right side, Cooper to the top of the key. Back pedals between the circles. Let's go one-on-one with Fisher down the lane to the bucket off the glass. No, but a foul as Cooper knocked to the floor. Kyle Wiggins coming over on the help side will get called for the foul. Wiggins will pick up his first foul as Cooper is able to get a step on Fisher and go to the bucket. Breaking the action, 4:17 left. That's Washburn 63, Northwest 62. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
4:17 left in the game. Northwest trails Washburn 63-62. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats have never led in this game. This game has been tied once. Cats have been down by 19 in the first half, fighting their way back to within one and a chance to take the lead as Deshaun Cooper goes to the free throw line. The first one is good. Cooper now 7 points, all coming in the second half. We're tied up at 63. Deshaun, second free throw, and the Cats have the lead. First lead of the game for Northwest. It's a 64-63 game. Northwest Missouri State is by their way back. Off of the right side, Wiggins. Wiggins at the top of the key. Looks left for North. North out front. Finds Flowers, who's guarded by Starzl. Left side pass goes to Davis. Davis through the lane to the bucket. Off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Northwest. And a whistle coming up and a foul as Crooker crashes the board. And the Cats go to the other end to shoot free throws. 1-1 coming up for Crooker. That's the 19th foul on Washburn. Matt, we've seen a number of Washburn players driving to the bucket, taking some off-balance poor shots as they go through the lane.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going down expecting to be fouled and not have to worry about it. But Northwest is just sliding down the lane with them, I'm sure, in the back of their mind, knowing that same thing. And we've seen some really bad playground type of shot efforts out of Washburn in the last few minutes.
Kirker with the first free throw knocks it down. Left-handed free throw shooter perfect tonight. 3 of 3. That's by 2. 65-63 by 3 now as Kirker knocks down the second. 18 points for Connor. 66-63. Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:54 left in the game. Riggins out front. Down the lane left. Goes into the right corner with the pass. Fisher. 3 over Cooper on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound Northwest. Kozad with the rebound. Now it goes to Cooper. And Cooper will slow the pace up for Northwest. Takes it across the timeline. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Drives through the lane, kicks it left side for Funk, passes up to 3, instead gives it to Kirker, back to Cooper on the left wing. Now he dribbles left side, out to Kozad. Now Kirker with the dribble, top of the key, Kirker right side, Funk on the way, the shot rims around and out, rebound for Kozad, fighting for the rebound, a whistle and a foul, they're going to give this one on Kozad.
Wow. Kozad had great position there. That's a head-scratcher.
Cats right now on a 14-0 run. Grant's foul, his third, gives the Ichabods the lead, or rather the ball, I should say. Northwest with the lead, 66-63, 3:07 left in the game. On the left side, Wiggins. Wiggins driving one-on-one with Funk through the lane to the bucket on the way. It's good and a foul. Kyle Wiggins with the drive to the bucket. That stops a 14-0 run by Northwest. Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That's his second, and this will send Wiggins to the free throw line where he's 4 of 5. A one-point game. Northwest in front 66-65 with 3 minutes left in the game. Wiggins, a left-handed shooter, a 76% free throw shooter. Spins the ball, free throw on the way, rims around and out, and Northwest with the rebound, Crooker with the board. Cats holding on to a one-point lead, 66-65, under 3 minutes left. Across the timeline goes Cooper. Wants to go one-on-one with Wiggins now, down the lane, backpedals and brings it back out to the top of the key with the dribble. Shot clock at 18 seconds, 2:42 left in the game. Cooper to the right side, sits up, wants the three, on the way, good! Deshaun Cooper knocks down the three off the right side. Northwest in front, 69-65. 2.5 minutes left. Fisher between the circles, looks off to the right side. Gets it to Wiggins. He backpedals near the timeline. Going one-on-one with Funk. Dribbles left side. Down the lane. Hooks the pass out front. North open. Three on the way. Good. 1 point game. Northwest up 69-68 as North knocks down his second three of the game. Cooper across the timeline from our right to our left, looking at man-to-man defense. Cats spread things out, giving Cooper a little bit of room to operate, going one-on-one with Wiggins. Out front, Kozad. Back to Cooper on the right side, drives past Wiggins, through the lane, dishes left, side for Funk, tries to pass to Kozad, cutting through, ball knocked loose, picked up, Cooper right side, low right, Starzl. In the lane he goes, fadeaway jumper in the lane, short, Kozad on the board, the putback is good! Kozad took it underneath the bucket with his back to the bucket. A reverse layup underneath. Knocks it down. Goes into double figures and gives Northwest a 71-68 lead. 1:34 left in the game. Wiggins left side open. Takes the three on the way. Drains it. A big three by Wiggins. Ties the game up at 71. 1:27 left. The timeout. Northwest 71, Washburn 71. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
71-71, Northwest and Washburn, 1:27 left. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a heck of a second half comeback for Northwest.
Yeah, it really is. In the last couple of minutes this game, maybe even the last minute, all of a sudden has one of those heavyweight feels where these two teams are throwing some pretty big punches here. So this last minute, just under a minute and a half, should be pretty entertaining.
Kozak, Cooper, Kirker, Starzl, and Williams on the floor for Northwest for the last 1:25. We're tied up at 71. Cooper across the timeline left. Again, picked up by Kyle Wiggins. Takes the top of the key. Accelerates down the lane right side to the bucket off the glass. And good! Deshaun Cooper with the layup and another timeout. 1:15 left. Northwest by 2. 73-71. Back to Lee Arena in Topeka right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
The Cats went to overtime Thursday night and went over Nebraska Kearney and Kearney. It's a two-point game here with 1:15 left. Northwest in front of Washburn, 73-71. And at Topeka, Kansas.
I tell you what, I'd like to see the Cats get it done in regulation. Overtime at Kearney doesn't make me as nervous as overtime in Lee Arena.
Ichabod's with the ball, following the timeout. Wiggins across midcourt, left side in front of the scorer's table. Takes it to the top of the key. Backpedals near the timeline as the Ichabod spread out their offense. Cats man on command defense. Wiggins through the lane, whistle. And a foul. A reach in coming up on Northwest. And this one will go on Dylan Starzl. That will be Starzl's. It should be his third, according to my totals. It is. And this will send Wiggins to the free throw line. Funk to the bench. And for Northwest, Bryson Williams coming into the game. 59.7 seconds left. Northwest holding on to a 73-71 lead. Cats were down by 19 in the first half. Down by 14 at halftime. And they now lead by 2. At the line, free throw by Wiggins on the way, good. He'll have a second. He's 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. 1-point game, Northwest in front, 73-72. Just under a minute left in regulation. Second free throw by Wiggins, nothing but hit. Tied up at 73. Cooper for Northwest, from our right to our left, across the timeline. Dribble to the left wing. Out front, takes it, and goes right side as Flyers checks off on him. Kozak coming out for a pick off the right side. Out front is Cooper, takes the three, good! Deshaun Cooper with the three out front, and Northwest by 3, 76-73. 39 seconds left, across timeline right side, Wiggins. On the right wing to the top of the key, back pedals between the circles. Wiggins guarded by Starzl right now. Sets up between the circles with a long three. Misses off the right side. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Poor shot selection by Kyle Wiggins.
Yeah, Wiggins had a mismatch. They switched on the screen, which meant Starzl was on Wiggins. It would have been better for him to try to drive to get something done, but he stepped back and tried the extra long three.
Full court pressure, 24 seconds left. Northwest breaks the press. Williams across the timeline, foul from behind. And the foul by Wiggins. And that will be Wiggins' second foul. Stops the clock at 22.8 seconds left. And sends Northwest to the free throw line. Bryston Williams going to the line. Bryston Thursday night went on an 8-0 run by himself to give Northwest the lead before the end of regulation and before that game went into overtime. Bryston here going to the line. 2 of 2 at the line tonight.
Just one free throw made would make it a two-possession game.
Snipes shoots and hits. Bryson with 5 points. 77-73. Northwest, 22.8 seconds left. Northwest trying to come back after a 19-point deficit in the first half. They lead 77-73. Williams back to the line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. Got it. 78-73 Northwest. Wiggins across the timeline. Dribbles left side on Williams. And a bump and the shot and a foul. This one to go on Bryson. The bump as the foul go on Northwest.
Williams frustrated because he was trying as hard as he could to back off there and not commit the contact. But did just get called for it.
Ninth team foul on Northwest. This will send Wiggins to the free throw line. So Wiggins going to the line to shoot two. So Wiggins, a left-handed free throw shooter, 6 of 8 at the free throw line tonight, 76% shooter on the season, and with 17.8 seconds left, going to the line, free throw on the way, and it rolls in. 21 points for Wiggins, 78-74, Northwest by 4. Funk to the bench, Kozad into the game, also North to the sideline, and Fisher in for Washburn. 4-point game, Northwest up with 17.8 seconds left. Junior from Leavenworth, Kansas, back to the free throw line. His second free throw on the way, good. Inbound, goes right side, and a quick foul as Williams fouled by Wiggins. Stops the clock with 17.2 left.
Wiggins committed the foul on purpose to stop the clock and then complained. That one I don't get.
And I like the fact of sending Bryson Williams to the free throw line. Bryson, a 76% shooter this year, and through his career at Northwest, has been a good free throw shooter. Bryson tonight at the line. Free throw on the way, good. 7 points for Bryson.
Big turnaround at the free throw line tonight for Northwest. 24 of 29 as a team.
And Williams 5 of 5 as he steps up. Northwest in front, 79-75 with 17.2 seconds left. Williams' second free throw is good. 80-75, Northwest by 5. Left side Wiggins down the lane. Left runner, a bump and a foul. And Bryson get called once again. This will be Bryson's third foul, now with 13.4 seconds left. Again, Northwest up by 5, 80-75. Wiggins going to the line to shoot two more.
Bryson asking the official about the foul because he's trying to back off as much as possible, back away from contact, and is still getting called for the foul. So he's just getting the explanation here. Not really complaining about the call, but trying to figure out why it was made.
5-point lead for the Bearcats right now, their largest lead of the game. They trailed by 19. 13.4 seconds left. Northwest up 80-75. And at the free throw line, Wiggins. Wiggins has hit some big free throws down the stretch for the Ichabods. Free throw on the way. This one rattles out. A huge miss for Wiggins. Throws that in. And Funk to the sideline for Northwest. Cats with Starzl, Kozad, Williams, Crooker, and Cooper. Back to the line, Kyle Wiggins. 13.4 seconds left. Left-handed free throw shooter puts this one up and in. Full court pressure out of the Ichabods. Kozad will inbound. Gets it to Crooker right side. Immediately double-teamed and a foul. And this will get Connor at the other end. A 4-point game, Northwest up, 80-76, 11.4 seconds left. And now you've got one of the top free throw shooters in the MIAA this season, and Connor Crooker going to the line. Connor averaging 89.2% at the free throw line, and he's 4-4 from there tonight. Cats up by 4. Connor Seitz shoots and misses as it rolls out. Puck into the game, Kozad to the sideline. And North checks in for the Ichabods. 4-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 80-76. Kirker's second free throw is good. So Connor hits the second. And inbound comes left side Wiggins. Pushes it across the timeline. Guarded by Funk this time. Through the lane to the bucket. Drives. Lays it up. Misses it off the left side. Rebound Williams for Northwest. 3 seconds left. Williams dribbles out of traffic down the left sideline. Across the timeline. And the buzzer sounds, and I think we've got a foul before the buzzer. We'll see as officials will confer at midcourt.
What good is it going to do? Yeah. I mean, it was less than a second that the foul was called, and it's a two-possession game now. So
81-76, Northwest in front with no time on the clock.
All this does for the officials is it's opening them up for abuse from Bob Chipman. Chipman's mad there wasn't a foul call on the shot before the rebound, and so now the officials go to the scorer's table, and Coach Chipman's going to be in their ear for the next 2-3 minutes. But, you know, he whistled the foul because Wiggins was chasing down Williams as fast as he possibly could to foul. But like I said, at most you're going to maybe a second and a half, you know. And even if both free throws are missed by Williams, it's a five-point game. I don't think you can score 5 points in a second and a half.
Not normally, anyway.
No, no. And like I said, Coach Chipman working the official.
One thing about with Coach Chipman, he's animated and oftentimes fun to watch. Now he's going to come over and he wants to shake the hand of Ben McCollum as he's pretty much conceding things now.
Yeah, I mean, he realizes the same thing. And the officials have no idea. But, yeah, Chipman told his team to come down and shake hands. He's shaking hands all the Bearcats right now. He's in front of the Bearcat bench. He doesn't know why they're doing this either. And they're going to give him free throws.
Yeah.
So now he's sauntering back to his bench. Oh, man.
Went right by Tom Zavala, the official.
Yeah.
Saying, why are we going to do this?
Yeah, and it's exactly what he just said.
Yeah.
They put 0.9 seconds on the clock. So even if you miss, all it's going to do is give a chance to change statistics for Williams, either for the good or the bad, depending on what he does with the free throws, and potentially give Northwest a chance to win by more.
There's a foul called on Kyle Wiggins.
Wiggins getting called for the foul. That's his fourth, but really irrelevant at this point. Bryson Williams going to the free throw line.
Shoot.
There's absolutely no pressure on him here. He take the first one and knock it down.
That might be an understatement even.
82-76 Northwest. And his second on the way, off the front of the rim and in. So he gets to pad. His totals are going to double figures with this one.
Yeah, there you go.
83-76 Northwest. Northwell inbound for Washburn. Gets the inbound to Fisher. He just turns and dribbles it, and that's it. The buzzer sounds. And the final score will be Northwest 83 and Washburn 76. Again, 83-76, the final score. Northwest coming back from 19 down in the first half. They were down at halftime by 14. Came back, put together a heck of a second half to win at a very tough place to win on the road at Lee Arena.
Yeah, and most teams are unsuccessful here. As a matter of fact, nobody had won here this year. So big comeback win for Northwest.
83-76, the final. The Bearcats with the win over the Ichabods. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance.
providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, if any of our listeners left at halftime, I hope they came back at some point here in the second half, because what a comeback out of the Bearcats here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was a 19-point game with less than 3 minutes to go in the first half, and the Cats were able to, I don't want to say finish the half strong, but they finished well. They got that bucket right at the buzzer after a miss by Washburn. You know, if Washburn hits that shot late in the first half, it's probably a different story on the entire night, but they got the miss. Crooker able to go coast to coast with it, hit a shot right at the buzzer, and then that momentum did carry over into the second half. Now, Washburn obviously played hard. They hit some shots. That once Northwest got it to within four, we saw Washburn build it back out to a double-digit lead, and Northwest just continued to be resilient tonight, able to fight their way back and eventually get a win.
I think as the half went on, we started to see Washburn take some forced shots and some shots out of their offense that we didn't see them take in the first half. Where first half, I thought they did a good job working the ball around, passing the ball, getting the ball to the open player who would take a high percentage shot for Washburn there. In the second half, we saw a little bit less of that, a little bit more dribbling, and a little more one-on-one play out of the Ichabods offensively, and I think that was one of the things that hurt the Ichabods there in the second half.
Well, when they were playing aggressively in the first half, it was controlled, and then in the second half, not only were they passive more often, but when they did try to get aggressive, it wasn't very controlled. They took some poor shots, and Northwest was able to take advantage of that.
And a lot of that, too, you have to credit Bearcats defensively playing much better defense in the second half.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, they deserve some of that credit. They knew that Washburn was going to look to take the ball to the hole on the drive. They did that a lot and forced Washburn into those bad shots.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, before we go to another break here, I think another stat you look at right here that is key to tonight's game. Northwest facing a very good rebounding team out of the Ichabod. That rebounded Washburn tonight, 43-34.
Yeah, that actually, you know, is a really big number. They did give up 11 offensive rebounds, which, you know, in most games you don't like to see that many, but we knew coming in Washburn was going to be a very aggressive offensive rebounding team, and that they were tonight. So not a huge surprise to see the 11, but the overall rebounding is what helped Northwest tonight.
And on the other end, too, Northwest gets 11 offensive boards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the guys inside for Northwest just played tremendous. You know, we saw the aggressiveness on the rebounding there in the first half for Washburn, just like we talked about with the rest of their game, but it kind of fell by the wayside in the second half.
And the Bearcats with the win, 83-76 over Washburn. We'll be back and have more for you, including the extra effort award, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also, from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera. And we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades, and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, And we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls. And for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. For. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
83-76, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Washburn tonight. Time now for our extra effort award. And, Matt, this is one of those where it's tough to hand out just from the standpoint. So many different players had a role in tonight's win. But one guy in particular did a lot of things very well, both offensively and defensively, that being Connor Crooker.
Absolutely. You know, Crooker finished with 19 points to lead Northwest, but I think more importantly is some of his other numbers. You know, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, had 5 rebounds, which is a good number for a guard, an assist, a steal. Played the most minutes of any player out there, 37 minutes. And then, you know, as we talked about several different times, late in that first half, hitting that shot to kind of turn momentum Northwest's way was also huge. So just a lot of different things that we saw out of Connor Crooker tonight.
Now, I think we need to really talk about some other players as well and some of the things that they've done tonight. Kyle Slake, the last couple games, seeing a more aggressive Kyle Slake out there. He's in double figures in rebounds tonight with 10 in just 17 minutes of play, had 8 points, a blocked shot as well. And seeing a little bit of a different Kyle Slake right now.
Yeah, absolutely, and I really think that's going to continue to improve. And if it does, you know, by the end of the year, he's going to be in a great place in terms of his game and the way he's playing. And you know, obviously, you want to see that out of all your players, but we're seeing good progression right now out of Kyle Slake.
Bryson Williams, another strong performance defensively, and also getting to the free throw line late in the game. He went 8 of 8 at the line total for the game, ends up with 10 points total, but he was a guy who was making some big plays as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's easy to overlook a guy's defensive effort, but he's the top defender for this Bearcat team, and he was right there defensively again tonight.
Another guy in the box score, his numbers won't be impressive, but he made some plays. Tyler Funk tonight, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that we see him do all the time. Drew a big charge in this game, you know, and I don't think I'd look at his stats very often just because you don't have to. You look at his game on the floor, and it tells the story, and he did it again here today.
And for Northwest, the win, 83-76, coming back from 19 down in the first half, down by 14 at the half. Fought their way back in the second half, and they come up with the win tonight, 83-76. And for Northwest, they go to 5-1 in the conference. Washburn falls to 4-3. In a conference playoff, three of their losses on the season coming in MIAA play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's why this was a big game for them, because you go anywhere from being in a tie for Northwest to 2 games back, and that's a pretty big number in the MIAA.
So, again, the final, 83-76, Northwest with win over Washburn. Back with more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House.
More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest with an 83-76 win over Washburn. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, quite a comeback in the second half.
Yeah. Boy, that first half was ugly. The second half, I thought we played aggressive. I thought offensively we took shots when we were open. I think we're having trouble, and this might sound really simple, but we've got to understand, and we had this issue early in the season, that it's a competition. It's not just another game. You don't just go play the game. It's a competition. And when you come out, your objective is to beat that other team. And the only way you do that is compete. And we certainly didn't do that in the first half. And I felt like the second half we went out there to win the basketball game. We went at them. We drove considerable amount more. We were just much better that half than we were the first half, obviously.
How important was it at the end of the first half where he got that defensive stop prior to the buzzer sounding? Connor Crooker was able to take the ball coast to coast, get that shot just before the buzzer to go into the locker room there at halftime. How important was that particular play for what took place there in the second half?
You know, I don't know that there was a lot important about the first half. I don't know. Some of the things that they were exposing us on were real simple adjustments that we needed to make, and a lot of it was just aggression. When DeShaun Cooper comes in the game and he doesn't shoot a shot 13 minutes into the game, so 7 minutes left in the first half, he hadn't taken a shot. That should not happen, and that's his fault. And we talked about some of that at half where it's like, guys, look, if you're open, shoot the ball. Like, you can't come out and just feel the game. It's a attack mode, and we've got to do that more often. So to answer your question, I guess, on that particular play, yeah, it was big. I think it was big to show some energy and effort. And then it was big of that first group coming out. They just got one stop at a time, and we were able to grind it out and win the game.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about getting stops there, that first 5 minutes of the second half are very critical coming out. And you weren't panicking at that point. You were just, again, making a possession-by-possession game at that point and just slowly got your way back in the ball game.
Yeah, and that was the big thing we talked about as coaches was, hey, the only chance we have to win this game is to not get desperate. Once you get desperate, you don't have a chance anymore, because then you're just desperation mode. They're just doing whatever. So we tried to adjust it into attack mode. We're going to attack more. We're not going to be afraid to make mistakes. We're not going to feel it out. We're going to take it to you. Regardless of what you do, we're going to do what we do. We need to do that to start from now on, and hopefully we will. Hopefully we'll get better at it, and we're going to have to quick because we got a big-time team on Monday.
And another thing tonight, too, I thought you got some good play off your bench players.
Yeah, I'm trying to see here. Zach played well. Grant played well. Tyler really came in and gave some great effort, great defensive stops. Schlake, I thought Schlake was the difference in the game, to be honest with you. I thought he was probably the MVP of our group, where he just got after it and got us some big offensive boards and gave some great effort. And, he gives that type of effort every day, every game, every time he's on that court, he's given effort, and he turned the game around for us tonight.
Yeah, Kyle, last couple games in particular, I think we're really playing very aggressive out on the floor and fighting for some loose balls and things. And, again, that's good to see out of Kyle, and it really makes a difference with what you can do elsewhere than when he's giving that kind of game.
Yeah, absolutely. He's active, aggressive. He got rebounds, and that was huge for us. And then, obviously, two big shots by Cooper down the stretch. He missed like three after I told him to shoot it, and he's going to get frustrated. And I say, hey, Coop, I guarantee you're going to hit a couple big shots to win. I guarantee you're going to hit that same three off the dribble to win the game. And sure enough, he hit two of them and helped us win the game.
Another guy that I thought stepped up, hit some big free throws, Bryson Williams, a guy that really helped you down the stretch Thursday night, steps up and knocks down some big free throws for you down the stretch as well.
Yeah, he was excellent. Yeah, you could always count on him. Him and his energy and enthusiasm, he was great. And, you know, we're a work in progress. We got a long ways to go. We got to get better.
Tell you what, though, this is a tough place to come in and pull out a victory, and you're able to do that, though, tonight.
Yeah, they had won 11 in a row at home, and I think they're going to drastically improve throughout the season. They got a lot of new guys, and they're still trying to find themselves. And so to play them right now and get this win is huge.
And you talked about it, a big game coming up Monday night, that rescheduled game with Northeastern State out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Northeastern State, a team that's playing some pretty good basketball right now.
Yeah, I think they're 5-1 or 4-1, one of the two in the conference. And I think they're ranked nationally in the top 20. Are they ranked? They're probably close if they're not. Good basketball team. We would enjoy another win. I mean, we got to compete. I mean, we got to get after them. And so, hopefully we'll do that come Monday.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the win, 83-76, as they defeat Washburn this evening. We'll be back and wrap up our broadcast right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateforwardandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, on the Washburn University campus, Northwest splits a doubleheader tonight with Washburn in the men's game. Again, Northwest coming back from 19 down in the first half to defeat Washburn 83-76. In the women's game, it was Washburn leading and winning that one 73-55 in that women's matchup. Northwest had one player in double figures, Ariel Easton with 15 points. Andy Matthews had 8 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Matt Gorder, just a tough loss for that Northwest women's team in the matchup tonight with Washburn.
You know, and it goes back to what we've kind of seen from them, in previous games. What's so frustrating is we have seen good play out of that team. We have seen that Northwest women's team play basketball to the point where they can be a team that's in the top half of the MIAA, but it's just consistency kind of right now, and I think that's where the frustration lies with Coach Smith and his coaching staff, is just trying to figure out how to get those players to play that well consistently, not only night in and night out, because we even saw some of that here tonight, but just to see it for two halves of basketball is what he wants to see them put together, and that's kind of the next step of what this team has to figure out.
And on the men's side, a heck of a comeback, a team that came back out of the second half. They could have just kind of given up at halftime, gone through the motion of that second half, and headed back to Maryville. But, boy, they came out, competed hard in the second half, and pulled out and win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was great to see. And, you know, even during the second half, like we talked about, to see them cut the lead to four, have it go back to double digits. That's a point where some teams would have just said, you know, it's not going to be our night. And Northwest continued to fight and able to complete the comeback in the long run.
Looking at some of the totals out of this one, for Northwest, Connor Crooker with 19 points along with 5 rebounds. Also in double figures tonight, 16 points for Deshaun Cooper, all coming in the second half. Cooper also with 6 rebounds and a couple of assists. And double figures as well, 10 points for Bryson Williams. He went 8 of 8 at the free throw line, hitting some big free throws down the stretch. And all 8 of those free throws are all 10 of his points, and all of his free throws coming in the second half. And then you look at double figures as well for Grant Kozad, coming off the bench for 10 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Kyle Schlake, double digits in the rebounds tonight with 10 rebounds and a block shot to go along with 8 points. And really needed a big game out of Kyle, and they got that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something we're going to see consistently out of him. I think they need it. They're going to have that, but it's something it looks like he's ready to take on.
82% at the free throw line for the Cats tonight, 28 of 34. Back to what you expect out of them at the free throw line.
Yeah, absolutely. The last two games have been pretty baffling, and that's why, because we know what we saw tonight is something we'll see out of this team most of the time.
For Washburn, shooting 41% from the field. They were 9 of 23 from three-point range and 13 of 18 at the free throw line. Double-figure scoring, Kyle Wiggins with 22 points, 15 points for Leon Flowers, 13 points for Alex North, and 10 points tonight for Corey Fisher. So the game looks for the Washburn men. Again, Northwest with the victory over Washburn tonight. Let's take a look at some of the scores from around the MIAA before we end our broadcast here in women's basketball matchups. Let's first of all take a look at some of those scores as we get an update here from the MIAA scoreboard. Final scores, let's go to men now as it's popping up here for the men. Central Oklahoma defeated Southwest Baptist tonight 89-72. It was Missouri Southern over Northeastern State. So the Northeastern State men with a loss tonight, 80-65. Missouri Southern got the victory that game in Tahlequah. And Northeastern State, the next opponent for the Bearcats on Monday evening. Also tonight, a final score, Pittsburgh State defeats Missouri Western 85-82. It was Fort Hays State just getting past Lincoln tonight, 88-85. And with 3:20 left in the second half, Emporia is up on Central Missouri, 82-68. In women's basketball from today, it was Central Oklahoma with a win over Southwest Baptist, 70-56. Fort Hays State's women defeat Lincoln, 98-54. Pittsburgh State women over Missouri Western, 74-69. Northeastern State's women lost to Missouri Southern as well, 80-77, and a close one there. And also in a matchup between Emporia State and Central Missouri. Emporia State's women defeat Central Missouri 80-67. So that's the way the MIAA looks for this evening. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Lee Arena, and also studio engineer tonight, Brandon Travis. Again, our scores tonight in the women's game, it was Washburn 73, Northwest 55. In the men's game, Washburn and Northwest, the Northwest men winning that one 83-76. Northwest men improved to 10-5, 5-1 in the MIAA. Washburn falls to 11-5 and 4-3. Don't forget, coming up Monday night, it's not on the schedule, it was originally scheduled for last Monday, Northwest and Northeastern State Monday night at Bearcat Arena. The women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. That'll do it with our broadcast from Lee Arena in Topeka. For everyone involved with the broadcast, I'm John Coffey, and so long until Monday.